Welcome to The Spiritual Rabbit Hole, a podcast with spiritual mediums, Nicole,
Kristen,
and Glenda.
Join us as we tap into the spiritual realm, explore the mysteries of the universe, and guide you on a journey of self-discovery. Get ready to open your mind and connect with something greater than yourself. Let's dive into The Spiritual Rabbit Hole.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome.
Hey, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Welcome.
Season 2, episode 2, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this episode, we're going to talk about clairaudience.
Yes. Yeah. And this is like a part of our series where we're talking about the clairs. We really wanted to start off season 2 mm-hmm. with diving deeper into spiritual abilities. You know, yes. If you missed episode 1, go check it out. It's about clairvoyance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So like we said, today we are discussing clairaudience. And clairaudience is your psychic ability that involves you hearing mm-hmm. information, energetic information, or messages that are not accessible through your ordinary hearing, your ears.
Yes.
It's more of an inner hearing. And people with clairaudient abilities can hear sounds, voices, music, or messages from sources beyond the physical realm. And again, that is hearing auditory information that is energetic.
Right. Yeah. From spirit world, angels, guides, and all kinds of other non-physical entities.
Ringing in your ears.
Yes.
Door knockings. Yep. Whispers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, you know, you can receive those types of sounds through your regular hearing, or at least it seems that way. Mm-hmm. But you might notice that you'll hear it and nobody else really hears it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time. I'd drive my husband nuts. Did you hear that? No.
Especially
Did you hear that?
Night.
No.
I think somebody's in the house. Yeah, so clairaudience is just one of the main clairs that we're talking about. You know, of course, like I said, last episode's clairvoyance. The next episode, we're going to be discussing – do we remember which one exactly it is?
I don't remember.
Then the next two episodes, we're going to be discussing clairsentience and claircognizance. So stay tuned for those episodes because they're going to be really good. But here, we're just discussing the history behind clairaudience, the understanding, the signs that you might have clairaudient abilities, right? So we want to share all that with you today so you have a better understanding of this amazing psychic ability that all of us have access to, but most of us don't know how to tap into.
Yeah. Or we might be getting messages already, but a lot of people don't know how to recognize it. They just think they're hearing their own thoughts.
Oh yeah. And they'll dismiss it. Yeah.
Yes.
I know but here's the crazy thing. People don't really realize that there's a lot of clairaudient references in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yes. Like Moses.
Yes.
When he heard God.
When God gave him the Ten Commandments and told him to go tell the Israelites, you know, I think it started with him just hearing the bellowing voice, right? And the burning bush too.
Yeah.
But
the burning bush, yeah.
Well, that was hearing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or and there's even references where they talk about like the gentle whisper, right? Where they know that it's God that's speaking to them. But they don't see anything physical, right? There's not a physical being in front of them. They just hear his voice. So I think it's really cool that there's clairaudient references through this very important book that guides very many religions that also does not like to classify those stories or those experiences in the Bible as clairaudience.
Right.
But you know, that's another podcast episode.
That's going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, that is going down a rabbit hole. I don't think we have
not
the energy
prepared
for that tonight.
To do that right now.
In addition to clairaudience being found in the Bible, you'll also find that there are very many famous psychic mediums who deliver, or I'm sorry, who receive messages through their clairaudient abilities. But they usually obviously have more than clairaudience.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to share a few who are known to use clairaudience to receive messages from spirit.
Oh, yeah. Like Sylvia Brown. She yes. was on the Montel.
Was it Montel Williams?
Yeah. Shows, and she would do a lot of readings. It came out.
Yeah. There was some controversy with her. And mm-hmm. I think it's funny. She's predicted a lot very accurately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including saying that one day, like years and years and years ago, I think like 20 years ago or something, she had said one day there will be a vaccine that will help prevent cancer. Mm-hmm. And this was before the, what is it called? Gardasil?
Yeah.
Or HPV
yeah.
shot.
Yeah.
So, but she's predicted a lot of accurate things, mm-hmm. but I think there's been some things that she wasn't accurate with. And here's the thing. I don't think there's any medium that's 100%.
Yeah,
100% of the
we're
time.
We're not perfect.
No.
Right. And
hello, and we're human.
Yeah, we're human. And I don't think I don't like to put a lot of weight in predictions myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because I mean, I think you can change the outcome sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a prediction is a potential opportunity or mm-hmm. potential path or a potential
possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, possibility. I don't think it's a definite thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Sylvia Brown or definitely.
What if they just didn't come true yet? Maybe she missed the timing, but mm-hmm. it might still come true, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's still like, well, playing telephone a little bit. We're trying to get the information and there might be one little piece that we didn't quite hear correctly or whatever, but maybe the general message is still correct.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Another famous one is John Edwards. And mm-hmm. I love him. First, I just love his personality, but he's really cool to watch. I've seen him on a few talk shows and I've seen him give some other readings and, you know, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's pretty funny because he's very blunt.
Yes.
Yes. Like very blunt.
And I loved it when you said, I think he's the one who always makes sure to eat chocolate before he goes on the stage.
Really?
He said it helps raise his frequency or something like that.
So there's much?
Yeah, I think I forget the whole story behind it, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's him that says he has to have chocolate before he does like group readings because it helps mm-hmm. him in some way. A psychic medium I'm a huge fan of is Teresa Caputo. I know some people have mixed feelings mm-hmm. about her. But I tell you what, I had an awesome experience. Years ago, I saw her in one of her first shows and I was in the front row and I was fangirling so bad. I missed the reading that she was essentially giving me. Because she was like, she was standing right next to me. And uh-huh. I was like, oh my gosh, Teresa Caputo's right next to me. And she started saying there's a father figure on the other side. And I'm thinking, okay, my dad, my stepdads, they're all alive. Not even thinking about my father-in-law who had passed away. And then she starts talking about this father figure on the other side. He's showing me a quilt made out of his shirts. And my friend who's sitting next to me is like jabbing me in the side with her elbow. Because she knew my mother-in-law had made all five of her kids quilts out of my father-in-law's shirt. And I'm just staring at Teresa Caputo like, oh my God, right next to me. And then she's like, I feel like there's in this – connected to this gentleman, there is the J name.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. Everyone, you know, my husband, my son, and his dad all have R names.
Yeah.
Totally missed out on the fact that my husband, his dad, my son – his grandfather, his great friend, they all have the same middle name that starts with a J.
Oh.
I was like, how? I came home and told my husband and he wanted to slap me. He's like, oh my gosh. But because she was getting a lot of this auditorily, you know, she was getting a lot of it. Like I'm hearing there's a J mm-hmm. name connected mm-hmm. to this. I'm hearing, you know, that, you know, but she was also seeing, she saw the quilt, but she heard the name. It was really cool. Yeah. So she's definitely one of my favorite psychic mediums. Cause it also her show was the one that made me realize, okay, yeah, I'm very similar to her.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Yeah. We'll see.
Because it was when her more than when one her reality thing. Show. Yeah, when mm-hmm. her reality show first came out, mm-hmm. she was describing her experiences in her childhood. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I had all those things happen to me. Mm-hmm. It was creepy, but it was also confirmation. And it was also the reason why my mom called me and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I think you're psychic. Yeah. Because she was like, everything she described is stuff you told me when you were little. And I was like, oh my gosh. That was like kind of the final thing that made me go, okay, yeah, I think this might be real.
No, yeah. That's cool. And I will say, going back to you totally missing that was your father-in-law, you know, that happens in readings sometimes where people don't realize it until they get home and will get like a text or like an email saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe blah, blah, blah. I mean, I had someone do that recently. I think it took her like a week and she goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think of this person.
You know, and I always tell my clients, I'm like, well, just make note of it. Don't let it haunt you or anything, but just like if it, and it was funny because like one or two weeks ago, I got an email from a client and he was like, oh my gosh, you are absolutely right. This is the person that you said. Right. I was talking to a friend about my reading and she was like, are you kidding me? That's totally so-and-so. And, you know, confirmed, like, cause I said, I feel like the last name starts with this letter. And he was like, he couldn't recall her last name and it definitely did. And It was pretty funny. But yeah, that happens a lot. I think because people come into readings with an expectation to hear from specific people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes them a while. You know? And that's okay. You know, it's I'm always happy when they say, oh, I know who this is. Yeah. Okay, good. You know, especially when they have a beautiful message for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's a good confirmation for you. Okay, so let's talk about signs that you might have clairaudience abilities. One of them is hearing voices and sound.
Yes.
We all have this.
Yes.
Like whispers, ears ringing. I have a lot of that ear ringing. And then the tunnel. How do you explain that? The tunnel.
I don't have that. No. So
I have that now. It just like I feel like someone's passing by kind of thing. Like their energy is coming and it gets louder and then they leave and then it gets softer.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. I
was like, what the hell is that?
I never had that. No. That's cool. No, I just get like music and stuff and, you know, actual voices and, you know, like we all hear those unexplained sounds where we're like, what was that?
Yes. Right? Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I feel like I don't know if this even counts as clairaudience, but the other day I was sitting with my mom. She just had surgery and we were in our living room and all of a sudden my ear did this weird like pop thing and I automatically just like tuned in. I'm like, oh, there's somebody like floating over there in the corner. But I wouldn't have even noticed it because I was so busy if my ear didn't do that weird.
Yeah, like if the pressure changes.
But yeah, it was really strong. So they really must have wanted my attention because I was oblivious.
Yeah, see, I've had that happen.
I had where I was at an event and I was on a table booth and I was sitting there. There was no one there, actually. There's people around, but they weren't near me. And then the sound went crisp, like really crisp. And I can hear from like down the hallway, someone's walking. And I'm like, whoa, that's like extreme. Turn off the volume kind of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it was really clear. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that tends to happen for me, that type of experience, when I level up in my clairaudient abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like you can hear. Like, there's, like, I forget what movie it's in. I don't know if it's, like, a vampire movie or something where somebody – oh, no, yeah, I think it's, like, the Twilight movies where she becomes a vampire.
Oh, and she
can hear and see everything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. Like, I think she can hear the wings of a fly flapping or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I always think of. It's almost like when you can, and it's so funny because you could talk to me and I'll be like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? What did you say? And I'll like mix up what you say. But like, I can really tune into something far away. Mm-hmm. And I feel like what you described, but I feel like that happens when my abilities are leveling up. And I think that can happen with all the clairs, all of the abilities that you have when you can tune into spiritual energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll find you'll have those types of experiences where, like with clairvoyance, you could see really clearly for mm-hmm. some reason, or mm-hmm. you can see things that everybody else would probably dismiss or ignore that are in the physical world, you yeah. know? Yeah. So it's really interesting because it's not so much your physical eyes that are doing it or your physical ear, but I think they play a part in it somehow because that's how we're perceiving it. Mm-hmm. Does yeah. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I think when I started having clairaudient experiences, a lot of the time it sounded like there was people talking in the next room.
Yes.
I remember yeah. I would be home by myself and I was like, did I leave a TV on? We only had one TV in the house. So I ran to the TV. It wasn't on. And then I thought, okay, is there a window open and people are talking outside? Nope. Is there a radio on? Nope. There was nobody. Nothing was on. And I would be like panicked because it sounded like someone was having a conversation in the room right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so like caught me off guard and made me panic because I thought I was going crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So one time I've had this was in the beginning of when I started working on my abilities. I was dead asleep and I heard someone say, I had this happen twice when I had no idea about my abilities. So I really flipped my crap, but I was dead asleep and I heard someone go, Kristen, in my ear. Mm-hmm. But that was my external ear and I could feel the wind mm-hmm, in my yeah. ear. I flipped. So that happened once. And then when I was developing, that happened again. I was dead asleep and I heard someone yell my name so loud. And it was different that time. It felt like it was more in my head, but really loud. I heard Kristen. And it was more of, it was a different one. The other one was like trying to get my attention. And mm-hmm. this one, it was like, you need to get up and check on your daughter. But yeah, that's really startling, especially when you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Understand it.
Mm-hmm. I think that happens, that like those two things, hearing voices in the next room like a TV or radio mm-hmm. and having your name called in the middle of the night are very common for people yeah. whose gifts are opening up.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. without the intention, I think just as we either develop a relationship with divine
mm-hmm.
or we start to heal as individuals ourselves, that can open up the door to these clairs without even having the intention to do that.
Or if you have the abilities and it's time for you to start using them, you right. will hear it mm-hmm. more and more.
Sometimes you can hear music that no one else hears it.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I will be humming and with the music and I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, it's funny because for readings, that happens a lot. I'll hear music. And yeah. sometimes the person's like, I don't even know that song. And I'm like, okay, you got to look up the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they're like, look it up. Let's look it up together right now. In the middle of the reading, I'm like, okay. But I was supposed to do a reading last Monday. And mm-hmm. the person I was reading, her sister came through with a song mm-hmm. by Bon Jovi. And I'm not very yeah. familiar with Bon Jovi. So
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
But it was just four lines from the song mm-hmm. and she changed it a little bit and we ended up having to reschedule the reading for Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah. Friday, like 4 o'clock in the morning, I was woken up by hearing that song playing loudly, which could have been outside of my body. It obviously was not because it didn't wake up my husband, but that's right. how I perceived it.
It was so loud.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was so loud. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I have a reading with this person today. Thank you for the reminder. Let me go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But I do. I like it when they come through in music because I think it's a really creative way to share a message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes yeah. it is a song that relates to that person or it was their favorite song or something like that. I think it's pretty cool. It's funny because I don't have a strong connection to music and that's how mm-hmm. spirit will communicate a lot through my yeah. reading. So it's kind of
oh, really?
Like, yeah. I don't know that song. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know that song. I don't know that song either. You know, I'm more of like the 90s hip hop stuff. I don't know anything yeah. beyond that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I never memorized lyrics. So
I had a reading with the Wilson Phillips. And then while giving the reading, I was like, hold on. I kept singing, hold on for another day or something like whatever. Yeah. And then you hear the drum. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think that's like, pretty cool.
Yeah. But the, my client said that that was my her best friend's favorite music. They used to jam out kind of thing. So, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. We should. I like
that's jamming That's a good song. This.
So another way that clairaudience can come through is when they when spirit is giving you or it's perceived as this inner guidance. Mm-hmm. Like what I tell people, it's like Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
You know, like you think it's your conscience. Conscience. Did I say that right? Conscience.
You got it.
Okay. But a lot of people, because it sounds like your own voice a lot of the time, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I tell that to a lot of people that when you are talking with your loved ones on the other side and you sometimes hear your own voice reply in the way that your loved one would, it usually is your loved one. I know that can be confusing, but it used to be for me early on, it would always, the clairaudience would come through in my voice. I remember the first time it didn't, it scared the crap out of me. Because it was a man's voice. And I was like, oh, my God, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? But now, you know, I'm prepared for that. And it actually helps identify, right, who it is that's coming through. But it can come through, like this inner guidance can come through where it's like you might hear in your head, maybe I don't think I should go that route to work today, right? Or – I feel like, you know, and you're having these what you perceive as thoughts, when in actuality it might be a guide trying to give you some direction and push you a certain way that's for your highest good. But this voice sounds very similar to when you're reading to yourself or when you have your own thoughts. So it can be kind of confusing, but a good way to tell the difference between the two is if you're kind of like, oh, that sounds like something my mom would say, or, oh, that's a really interesting thing. Like there's a lot of people who are empathic that will share advice to someone else and they'll be shocked by the advice that comes out of their mouths, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they'll hear it and they'll repeat it and they'll be like, oh, that's really good. I mean, I do that in readings.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to write that down, you know? Like, oh, this is a really good one. Yeah. That's a good way to know if it's not your personal thought and it's just something that you're receiving through clairaudience.
Another thing I would say too, and this is what I've found for myself, is if I am connecting with a spirit already and I'm asking a question or my guides and I ask a question, if I get the answer before I've even done thinking of the question, like if you start it in your head and then all of a sudden it's boom. Or sometimes I'll even – I had a reading recently and even the question came out of nowhere. It was like, where is she going? Denver. But I didn't even finish the thought and Denver came through. But I was like, I didn't even know where that question came from, you know? But it's – you know, if you're just – if you're not even done asking it or getting the thought out and you get that answer, it's spirit because they already know what you're going to say. They're ahead of the game.
Right.
Yeah.
So another sign of clairaudience, some people believe, is an affinity to music, right? So having a deep connection to music, experiencing strong emotions or intuitive responses while listening to music. For me, I will have like – I don't memorize the lyrics, but I'll feel the rhythm and I'll feel the actual music from instruments. But the lyrics they can be pretty emotional for me and hit home a lot of the time, even when I don't feel like it hits home. Like it's not like I didn't personally experience it, but I'll feel like I did, if that makes sense. So I can see how that might be tied in. I know, Kristen, you have a story about music, right?
Well, but I know, going back to what you just said, I have that a lot. Or I know like if I'm really distracted and my guides are having a hard time getting through to me, they'll definitely get through to me through music because I'll hear a couple lines of a song and I'll just be like, ooh, I feel that deep. Okay, that was for me. You know, I could just tell it feels different as I'm listening. Or if I have a reading the next day or later on, I'll hear a song and I'll know it's for them. Like this one line, it'll be like one line stands out. But so I have a story with music, but it's kind of slightly different than what we were talking about. I was preparing for reading and I always play this binaural beats thing that's supposed to help open your third eye. And it works so well for me. And I was listening to it, and all of a sudden I had this weird feeling like somebody was going to turn on heavy metal. And I was like really nervous, like looking at my computer, like, oh my gosh, heavy metal is going to come bursting through my speakers and it's going to scare the crap out of me. And it was the weirdest feeling. G's making a heavy metal hand gesture.
Gestures.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. I was like watching my computer like, oh, please don't turn on heavy metal and freak me out, you know. But nothing happened. So I happened to mention it in my reading. I said, sounds really weird, but I was connecting for you. And, you know, I told him the whole thing. And she goes, oh, that's really funny because – and she seemed like the calmest person ever. She said somehow heavy metal got programmed into her radio of her car. And she started listening to it every morning and, like, getting her rage out.
Wow.
I love that. So her guides were like, release before you go to work.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, so like in addition to those types of ways that spirit works with us through music with our clairaudience, a lot of the time people who have a strong clairaudient ability, a natural ability, will be able to hear like the melody very easy, or like tone and pitch and all that type of thing. It comes very very naturally to them, even if they might not know what it is that they're describing. Like something sounds off in this song, or something sounds weird in their voice, or something like that. Hearing is a very strong sense for you physically and energetically. So yeah, that's a really cool way. Now, another way that you might be able to tell that you have clairaudient abilities is if you receive a lot of inspiration and ideas. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are tapped into the divine naturally or intentionally will receive downloads through auditorial messages. Yeah. Like I'll hear, hey, what if you did this? Hey, what if you did this? Hey, maybe you should try this. Hey, maybe did it, like all these inspiring ideas. And I feel like I have to do all of them, which can be overwhelming at times. But I've learned over time, pick the one that gets you excited the most and run with it. Right.
That's great advice.
Yes.
But you can, and you can receive. So if you ever have like these, and you can receive downloads through visions and through feelings as well. But if you're receiving that kind of inspiration and ideas, especially in large amounts out of nowhere, and you're hearing it, that's a good sign that you have clairaudient
abilities. Let's back up a little bit, because we were just talking about this, and you were saying how, and we both said this, sometimes if something starts in our head with, what if, blah, 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 and when it comes out of nowhere, you know, at first we kind of think it's us, but we realize it's not. Like our brain attaches the what if before it, but it's them giving us that information. Anytime I have a what if, or I wonder if, it's always a message.
And you know that it might, you're right, it might be that's our brain is adding it because we might have a little bit of doubt, or it might not come through as, oh, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. Or maybe spirit doesn't want to come through in such a harsh way so that we can use our free will and it not be, you must do this or do this. It's, hey, maybe you should consider. This might be an option you might want to look into. But yeah, another way that you can recognize clairaudience is through hearing things that might come across as kind of creepy, right, G?
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning of my spiritual journey, I keep hearing knocks on the door, like a big knock. But I think that's more of like I interpreted that as more of leveling up, opening the door to a new adventure, to your spiritual journey. So I'm like, oh, I don't hear it no more. But before, I'm like, oh, I live by myself, so there's no way. And I would run into the front door. It's like, what? What do you want? No one's there. So So I'm like, okay.
And then and there's times that you might hear footsteps too.
Mm-hmm. I always used to hear those before came into my abilities, and they got rad and they would really freak me out. I'd get up and look all around the house constantly. And I don't like those in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't like them any time of day.
During the day, I'm okay. But I feel like, you know, I'm sure you guys have this too. When it's dark, your senses are so heightened. Mm-hmm. And you know, your flight or fight kicks in a lot more when it's dark.
Yeah, that's very true. But you know what's probably something that creeped me out more than anything was hearing whistling at night.
Yeah, that's creepy.
When I was in high school and we lived in this one house, I loved this house. It was so just – I loved it. It was very cozy. However – and I wasn't the only one. My mom heard it too. But when whistling at night, you're not supposed to whistle at night.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard that before. You guys told me.
So that's a superstition. Yeah, it's a superstition. And I mean, my mom's from Hawaii, and I don't know if it's just a Hawaii thing or if it's like an Asian superstition. I don't know exactly where it comes from. But you whistle at night, you're inviting negative or evil energy, and was what we were told. You know, you're inviting evil spirits in when you whistle at night. So even still now, if my kids whistle at night, I'm like, stop it.
That's funny.
So when you hear whistling at night in a house where you're not allowed to whistle at night and there's nobody there whistling.
It's almost like they were trying to mess with you because you know you're not supposed to do it. See, my husband whistles all the time and my daughter any time of day, all the time. So I think like nothing of it.
Pause a second, Kristen.
What?
Do you have your diffuser going?
No, there was something here.
There's did you see a G?
Yeah, I did.
Behind her.
Don't stab it.
No, it's not behind her. It was by her mic and was flying.
Yes, I felt
I
that
saw
one
it
thing.
where your hand is right now.
Yeah. I didn't
see it. And the video is not recording too, so we can't.
I saw it in front of the books.
That's cool.
No, it's not cool. I keep...
Me and Christian is like this.
I know, me. Yeah, we were both like.
Okay, I told you there's a lot here and they're starting to creep me out because I heard this weird, when you were talking about the negative things, I heard this. Like for like a second, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Can we put that in? Set your bubble. Set it.
I want to put that in. That would be cool.
Bring down the light. Push your energy out. Set your bubble.
But it was weird, and I keep hearing little things. Obviously, we're doing this, and I don't usually hear a lot of stuff. And then I told you I felt like somebody like came up and put their hand on my chin, dude.
That person's gonna kiss you, or something.
Like they're stroking your chin hairs. Or
remember how I said about the weird feeling with the heavy metal music? Like I just was anticipating heavy metal coming on it out of nowhere. Yeah. That was the same feeling. It was like a rush of somebody's something. Grabbing my chin.
It's me, darling.
Weird. I feel like remember you said chicken skin in one of the other episodes. That's how I feel a little bit right now. And it's just because I can tell that there's a lot of people around me. And especially since you guys just saw something float across my screen.
Yeah, I could have. It looked like smoke.
No. There's nothing.
Okay. Set your bubble.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know. It's not a bad. It's not a bad.
Stay tuned to our ghost story.
See, even we get. And it's funny because. We can a little bit. Not when I'm doing a reading. Like if I'm preparing for a reading and I can feel a lot around.
Yeah, because you have the expectation, totally right? You're expecting it. We should learn to expect it because they are always around when we record.
I know, right?
But they're around a lot more. That's the last few episodes, have they not been around a lot more? Mm-hmm. And they've been making it more known?
Yeah.
It's very obvious. I don't need them to make it as known as Nicole, they've made it known.
Nicole's child.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, see, no.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I gotta look around, make sure.
Please don't do make that. Sure. Yeah, don't hit my desk. You're gonna hear me squeal.
Put my fists up and get ready. No, but yes,
they're just trying to get our attention because they are.
We hear you. We see you.
They're excited about what we're doing. I think so. But yeah. Yeah, that can happen. The whistling at night, the knocking, the footsteps, not fun, but it definitely they are good signs that you most likely have clairaudient abilities.
Yes.
In addition to those, having conversations with yourself.
I felt like I had to pull it from the deck for whatever reason.
Kristen just pulled a card and it's the Raven.
You guys have heard our Raven story Raven. 50 times. So we expect you to be familiar with it.
I feel like that means we're protected. But so having conversations with yourself is a sign that you could possibly have clairaudient abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could be signs of other things, but it can be a sign of having clairaudient abilities.
Yeah.
I definitely talk to myself all the time. And my husband has gotten to the point. I mean, we've been together for over 20 years. And he's like, okay, are you talking to me or talking to you? Like, that's a normal thing he says now. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to you? Or is this you just having a conversation with yourself? Or are you actually asking me those questions? I'm like, oh, no. It's me. It's just for
me. Did you ever hear what people say about people who talk to themselves or saying, they said, it's when you start answering yourself, and people start to wonder about you. Do you actually answer yourself?
Oh, I answer myself. Yeah. I do. But I think a lot of the time the questions that arise are from spirit. And I'll be like, huh. And you will ponder on that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you answer yourself or spirit is answering for you, right? So I think sometimes when you just – I have the conversations out loud, but sometimes they're internal, you know.
Right.
At the appropriate times. I'm not sitting in the drive-thru at Starbucks going, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I agree. But no, yeah. So that can be a sign of clairaudience. Another one is when someone is sharing a story with you. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something I don't think we mentioned with clairvoyance, but it's something spirit brought up to me while we were brainstorming here. When someone is telling you a story and you're able to picture the entire story in your head, yeah. that's a mm-hmm. good sign of clairvoyance. If you're able to hear the conversation that happened in that story, mm-hmm. that's a good sign that you're a clairaudient. You can actually – it's happened to me where someone is telling me a story and I've been able to see and hear things so clearly that sometimes mm-hmm. I confuse it for my own memory later. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you guys where you've been able to like – when people tell you – because like when my mom has told me stories about when she was younger or when I was young,
yeah,
I would think, wait a minute, I remember that. And she's like, no, you can't remember that. You were like 3.
Oh.
Or if it's a story that happened to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I must have been there. I remember that. And my mom's like, you weren't even in the house. But I could picture and hear. And yeah, it's so clearly mm-hmm. when people tell me stories that I have to actually – I've learned to tell myself this is not mine.
Yeah.
Like don't – yeah, because I'll get confused sometimes about like, wait, is this my memory or am I remembering a story someone told me?
Right.
If you are a counselor, therapist, or psychologist listening to this podcast right now, please don't diagnose me.
we're good.
Talking to yourself, hearing voices, you know. But no, I mean, like it's – I believe it's because when you have these abilities, you're able to tap into that
– spiritual world, yeah.
Yeah, the spiritual world and that type of energy and also mm-hmm. – open yourself up to access that part of what a lot of people call imagination, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a conversation with my friends about this last night. And I said, you know, they were saying, well, how can you tell the difference between something you're making up yourself in your head and what mm-hmm. spirit is giving you? Because it's like you're just imagining it. And I said, how do you know you're imagining it and it's not something that's being given to you through your imagination?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I mean, I think I'm just making it up, but I'm making it up out of nowhere with no context or anything.
And that's how that you would know, be spirit. For sure.
Yeah.
You know, because we were talking about guides and she was like, well, what is who is this with me? And I said, what does she look like? And she was like, bam, bam. And she described her exactly how I was seeing her.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I'm just making it up. I said, you just described exactly everything I saw before I even told you I saw any of it.
Right.
So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was like, oh, my gosh. So we did a little bit more of that where she became more comfortable. I think that's why we see a lot of children, you know, everybody is like children have this connection to the spirit world.
Yeah.
And then they're taught to no longer have that connection. Part of it is we're told as young kids, that's just your imagination.
Right.
You're just making it up. Those are imaginary friends.
Yeah.
You know? So I think our imagination is our society, our culture teaches us that that's just for children. Mm-hmm. It's a huge way of communicating with spirit.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yep.
Yeah. And I wish I was more knowledgeable on that when my older two were younger. Now I understand mm-hmm. it, obviously, with my youngest. And so she's not having – one time she told me she had an imaginary friend, but lately she keeps telling me she has powers. Healing powers. Because at first I was like, is it Rapunzel? Because she loves herself some Rapunzel. But she keeps telling me, because she hurt her arm at the on the playground, and she's like, I just use my powers to help me. That. Yeah, and so I'm like, okay, you use your powers, you know?
Good job.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do your powers look like? Well, sometimes it's this color if it's this power. Sometimes it's this color. So, you know, and we know that different healing energies can be different colors.
Yeah.
So awesome, Kate. You want to heal mommy? Mommy's not feeling too good right now. I got a headache.
Keep at it, Kate.
That does not surprise us with little Miss Kate.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah. And I think that's, you know, you just opened the door a little bit here. And this was actually asked by one of my clients. And it's something we've discussed before. But I'd like to say that this season we plan to discuss how to support children that have spiritual abilities. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for us, when we were kids, it would have been really helpful if our parents had someone to kind of introduce them to this subject or teach them things about the spirit world,
because that
would have helped them teach us, and it might have helped us not have as much fear around it. But, you know, it's no fault of theirs. Nobody taught them.
Our parents were taught that anything outside of this was not good, right?
Yep, right.
If you don't fit in this box and it doesn't follow these rules and I don't understand it, then it's evil.
Yep. Yeah. You're speaking to the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think that was the way with my mom or anything. She just was like, probably just imagination, you know?
Yeah.
But again, nothing wrong with that. It's just that's what she knew.
My mom was so busy, you know, working at least one, sometimes two jobs, and raising four kids on her own most of the time. She didn't have the time or the energy to tap into that and be like explored anymore than she did. So, but I think it actually the journey to where I am now was necessary for me to be who I am now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. And I think that's something else that we should discuss, because that's the same client suggested us sharing our specific spiritual journeys and our experiences on how we got to become mediums.
Good call, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, because this season's going to be a good one.
Yeah. As well as our following seasons.
Yes, we'll just keep getting better with each season. So we want to share with you some ways that you can develop your clairaudience skills. Obviously, we're a big fan of meditation. Meditation helps with like everything. Yes.
If you are going to use meditation to help strengthen your clairaudience, you can start by – actually, I would say maybe – try one first thing in the morning, and when you do the meditation, you close your eyes, you take your deep breaths, calm your mind.
Set your intentions
and ask spirit in this meditation too that you would like to work on your clairaudience for that day. That can be your daily intention as you do a meditation.
Right. Absolutely.
And then write it all down, and that's going into the next
the journaling.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this goes for everything. We meditate, we journal because we keep track.
And repeat.
Yes. And repeat because we keep track.
Meditate, journal, and repeat.
Don't forget to sleep, though.
Yeah, you got to sleep.
Yeah, I think it's important. Well, meditation helps you, one, kind of like tune out all of the chaos of the physical world. Two, helps you develop your relationship with spirit, right? With your guides, with your spirit team, helps you kind of focus on the energy more than what's physically in front of you. And I think you're absolutely right. Ask for assistance, right? Ask your spiritual team for assistance. And writing it all down helps you kind of go back and reflect on all of it.
Yes.
And you can put those pieces together because you might forget something if you don't write it down.
Right.
And then you can refer back when you get that confirmation later.
Absolutely. So in addition to meditating and journaling, stating affirmations like I hear and understand divine messages clearly and repeating that, or whatever wording you would choose that fits better for you, resonates better for you, is a great way to it's setting an intention, it's setting an expectation. You begin to believe what it is that you are saying. That's the whole point of the affirmation, right?
Right.
And you will start to lean into believing that statement. Mm-hmm. But I like the idea where we were kind of leaning into where we're talking about meditation, the sound recognition exercise is a type of meditation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to be in a meditative state.
You can go just sit outside on a blanket, get comfortable, meditative position, close your eyes, and start to – this is one that I was taught, and this is a good one. You can start to listen to the sounds around you when your eyes are closed. So try to tune in to the sounds in nature that are closest to you, and then continue to bring your focus further and further and further and further away. And just fine-tuning your ears to be able to hear that sound and where it's coming from and what it is with your eyes closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good practice. I actually like to go outside with my eyes closed and listen to the wind in the leaves or in the tree branches and hear the birds. And that's one of my favorite things to do, is just even stand in the middle of my yard, especially on a windy day. You know, if you've listened to our podcast, I'm a fan of standing in my backyard Superman style and let the wind clear my energy. Yep. Wind clears my energy, recharges me. And in those moments with my eyes closed, I'm fully listening to the wind blowing through all the plants and all the animals around. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And here in Michigan, when it snows, I think it's so awesome because it's like a silencer.
Yeah.
So when you go outside, it's so quiet.
I love that.
And it's like the whole opposite of all the chirping loudness, the wind and everything, but just this soft silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which like has these a are, sound, so yeah, it's weird to say.
It does, but it's like, it's almost like the closest thing I could think of is, do you know in the movies how sometimes they have like in The Matrix when they're in – it's – yes, I'm a sci-fi fan, by the way. But in The Matrix where Morpheus and Neo are in this like white room. Yeah. And there's absolutely no noise.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think of when it snows and everything is kind of silenced here. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so incredibly peaceful. But since clairaudience is like my strongest clair, I think that's why that I like doing those exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, you know, and we were going to talk about this, but as I fall asleep, I hear a lot.
Mm. Same. So loud.
And I have to either fall asleep with the TV on or have a sound machine going.
Mm.
Because I'll hear people talking. I'll hear messages. I'll hear sounds like the knocking, the whistling, all the thing. I will hear so much because like what Kristen said earlier, your senses are heightened.
Yeah.
You know, it's dark. So your eyes are not working. You know, there's not a lot of energy going there. Mm-hmm. Your sense of feel and your hearing is going to increase.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that's like, it's really hard for me to go to sleep at night if I don't have an noise. Intentional noise. Like a sound machine.
I used to not be able to fall asleep. So for me, it's like everything is very visual too. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of, and then the clairaudience. I still have that, but my strongest, we said, is visual. But I used to not be able to fall asleep without a TV. And I'd have to hear it or see it, one of the two. But I think it also kind of changes your energy a little bit.
Yeah.
It helps shift it or changes the energy of the room, the vibration of the sound or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it would calm me down so fast. Just like a lullaby. You know, some people can't fall asleep with the TV. I couldn't fall asleep without it until recently.
Yeah. I do. Guess what I listen to on my sound machine? Wind. Wind and trees. That's actually that and actually campfire.
Oh,
like campfire, the crackling campfire. Those are the two sounds I have on my sound machine.
Which one did you put on for us every night while we were?
Same.
It was those, right? Yeah.
Crackling
fire and wind and trees. Because that's
I did like it.
Watching TV, I'll stay up because I'll get all these ideas watching TV. Like I'll start thinking of like, ooh, there should be a show about this, or ooh, I should write a book about this. And did it. Yeah. I come up with like a million stories just watching TV and my brain will run like crazy. Unless it's something I've seen a million times before, like the Charmed series or Friends.
It has to be something boring that's not new. Yeah.
Right. It can't be new. But yeah, so definitely cannot go to sleep unless I have some kind of sound machine because of all the noises that happen, because clairaudience is such a strong clair for me, such a strong ability for me.
Yeah.
And okay. For me, it's not my strongest, but when I'm falling asleep, it is, and I don't know if this is the same as what you're saying. It's when I'm dozing off. Remember we talked about last episode, we mm-hmm. would see the Rolodex of faces. Mm-hmm. They would change. Well, I hear things so much louder. It's so loud in my head. I can hear conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think we said last time too, is like, I don't even think it's necessarily spirit sometimes. I think it's, I'm overhearing waves of energy,
of other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally possible.
I woke up one time, I heard this lady go, that's my mother's couch. And then I woke up and I was like, what? Whose couch is she talking about? But it was so loud in my head, and it's not outside of my head. But like I said last time, if my clairaudience was that clear in a reading, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, everything would be so easy because it's so loud and crystal clear. Like these people are with me. But and again, I think that's just the more relaxed you are, the more you open mm-hmm. up. And that's why when we fall asleep, we see and hear so much.
Because all the distractions fall away. So actually, G, I would love for you to talk about nature sound immersion. Do you remember when you sent us a video?
Yes, I was just going to talk about that.
Okay, with the river and just what do you hear?
Yeah, it was muted. It was one of my exercises.
So there, you can do guided meditations or exercises, and mm-hmm. G, to help develop your clairaudience, G did this great one that I want her to share with you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like perfect because you could do this yourself, honestly. But go ahead, G.
So in one of our group discussions, I always send sometimes like a practice, mm-hmm. and I had this video that was muted, and it was a video of I guess running water, which is a stream with the trees and like a jungle looking. And then I asked the girls, what can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them said there was like, I can hear the water, I can hear it rustling, and I can hear the birds kind of thing. And it's a good exercise. And you look at the video and you can't hear anything, but your whole imagination starts putting stuff in there. So it's a good way to develop that.
Yeah, it's a audience. Really good practice because mm-hmm. then you start to explore beyond what's just in that image.
Yeah.
And expand, you know, like, okay, obviously you're going to hear flowing water, mm-hmm. but what else would you hear in that?
Yeah.
In that space. And I think that was a really good practice. I love that you did that.
Mm-hmm. Good call, G.
You should really offer that. Maybe a YouTube video or something.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Or Instagram. So we hope you really enjoyed this episode about clairaudience. We hope you have a better understanding of what it is, about different people who use clairaudience, ways to recognize that you might have clairaudient abilities yourself, and ways to practice developing your clairaudient abilities.
Yeah. So if you missed our last episode, that was clairvoyance.
Yes.
And it was an amazing episode. So go check that out. But our next episode is my strongest suit is claircognizance.
Yes. So we've talked about clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. Today mm-hmm. we talked about clairaudience, which is clear hearing. And next week we're going to talk about claircognizance, clear knowing. Yep. And G's the expert on that.
Yep.
Because I know everything.
I concur. I agree. I fully believe that. I fully believe it.
G knows her stuff.
I won't say a lot, but.
Yeah, but when you speak, it's like, oh, you better listen because she's got some golden nuggets she's about to drop.
Yeah, she does.
Definitely. Sounds like me, but it doesn't sound like me, though. Like how you're saying.
When you channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a big way to recognize when you're receiving a message from spirit in any form of clair, mm-hmm. right? Is that doesn't sound like something I would say, or that doesn't look like something I would, you know, see, or that doesn't where did that come from? How do I know this? You know, like,
those which are is good a good signs. Thing because then you can differentiate yourself and what you're getting coming in.
And all of this takes practice. So keep in mind, if you're new, or even if you've been practicing clairaudience for a while, it's a constant developing skill. All of these are constant developing skills. So be patient with yourself, and everybody grows at their own rate. All of it requires a lot of practice, no matter what. It just requires a lot of practice more than anything else.
But if you want to practice, you can practice with one of us.
Yes.
That's right. We are happy to help. Thanks for hanging out with us again here at the Spiritual Rabbit Hole. We would love it if you would like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at soulinavoyage@gmail.com or visit our website, soulinavoyage.com. For more information on one of us or to learn how you can work with one of us. Peace out.
Love ya.
Bye for now.